A volunteer effort by Port Elgin residents may become a sanctioned and supported project of the new Strait Shores Municipality. Strait Shores Council has voted to look into installing a permanent power source for a bridge lighting project that was spearheaded by local citizen Jackie Giles this past December. The council passed a resolution with no debate on Monday, instructing the municipality to investigate the best way to install the power source, and depending on the result, take on the installation by September of this year. Giles' husband, Keith Giles, came to Monday's meeting to tell council about the project, starting out with how his wife Jackie managed to raise approximately $2,100 to pay for the lights, and how he then got involved in the project.
When she first mentioned the idea, I told her she was a little crazy, since it would take a tremendous amount of time, effort, and lights. But I did make the mistake of telling her if she found the lights that I would put them up. So I had to put them up. With a bit of help, the response was overwhelming from Strait Shores, the residents. And with a little help from a small group of volunteers, we were able to decorate the bridge on December the 1st for the holiday season.
Giles said the power for the first season was donated by Blair Spence, who owns the building nearest to the slab bridge.
He advises me that for the month of December, the cost of running those lights was approximately $15. Pretty minimal. The problem is that he also advised me that there's a good chance that those buildings will not be there next Christmas.
Giles told council the buildings are decrepit and due for demolition, and so for the lighted bridge project to continue for another year, a new power supply is needed.
So that we can continue to make this an annual event, so that the residents can enjoy and be proud of, I feel there are three or four options that we can put forward to supply power to the bridge.
Giles suggested either installing a power source with its own meter at the bridge, which he felt was the best option, or running or burying even more electric cables to plug into the new municipal hall being renovated at 11 East Main. He also mentioned the possibility of using a generator, but pointed out it could be a theft risk. Giles also suggested that in the future, council might consider investing in LED lights that are capable of changing colors so that the lighting project could be enjoyed year-round.
I would like to petition the council to see what we can do to make this happen. The sooner the better. Christmas is going to roll around. I know it's not even spring yet, but before you know it, if we don't do something about it, we're going to be wondering where we're getting power next year. Mm-hmm. And I know that the people that donated the money, and there's probably some of you guys here, are going to be looking for me to put the lights up again this year. So I would like to have power to them somehow.
That's Port Elgin resident Keith Giles addressing Strait Shores Council on Monday evening. Council did pass a resolution instructing the municipality to investigate the best way to install the power source, and depending on the result, take on that installation by September of this year.
This is Erica Butler reporting for CHMA Sackville and the Local Journalism Initiative.